It's going great. Obviously early on, but I'm excited and energetic and got most people are healthy and ready to roll.
Percy talked you into letting him be out there, pick that first rep on kickoff?
No, as far as I'm concerned, Percy's our kickoff, our number one kickoff returner. I mean, we have several other returners on the roster, obviously, and we're going to work as many guys as we can in training camp and in preseason games. But, you know, come week one, if he's ready to roll, we're ready to have him back there, absolutely.
How are the rookies, Jarius and Robinson, how are they coming along just in terms of how they're catching the ball and stuff now that you've seen them through the offseason?
Well, the offseason went well. I thought they improved. Jarius and Josh both worked extremely hard, and as all the punt returners did, they did a great job all spring long. And when we're doing the coaching sessions, when the very first time we get on the field, even before OTA started, we had the only really thing I did was returners. And we did some film work, obviously, with the guys when we were allowed to do that. But there's a lot of work with the jugs and getting them as many reps as possible and getting them to understand what I expect and where I'm coming from coaching-wise and how I coach that, you know, the techniques. And they did a good job. I'm excited about where they're at and where they're going.
Aside from Percy, though, you got a lot of bodies you're rotating through there, and even in the punt return job, kind of an open competition, and just want to see what guys have.
Yeah, you know, like I said, in the spring, they did so many reps, so we got an idea who can catch them a little bit better, who's a little bit more explosive, who can do some things. But, you know, we said this last in the spring during minicamp that before the pads come on, you don't really know what you have. You know, are the guys going to be a little bit more courageous or less courageous when people are running down on them, especially on punt? So I'm really excited to put the pads on next week and to see where we're at. And obviously in less than 2 weeks, see where we're at in the first preseason game.
What have you seen so far in Zach Bowman and what he can lend?
You know, the thing about Zach is, you know, he's got the veteran presence. He gets it. He's been a part of a very successful special teams unit. As soon as we got him back in the offseason, I sat him down and we spent some time together and I was grilling him. It was me trying to get information from him, not only about the Chicago Bears and what they do and how they teach things, but what made them so successful. I know they have a great returner and they have a good kicker and a good punter, but you know the mentality that they take to every Sunday and you know that's where I want our guys to get to. I mean, that's a great challenge for us with the Bears, Packers, and the Lions. They're all very good special teams units, and I just want to see where, you know, what made them so successful off the field or off the, you know, behind the scenes.
What did he share specifically?
Well, you know, basically, you know, they believe every time that they return the ball, punt or kickoff, they had a chance to score. And, you know, when you have a great returner, that's the feeling you're going to get. And I think it makes guys work a little bit harder. They believe in it a little bit more, and that's where I'm trying to get our guys to. And I think we had that on kickoff return a lot last year with all the returns, the long returns that we had. We need to establish that on punt returns as well and just carry that over from last year. Some of the success we have and just continue to get better.
Seems to have an understanding that this is his ticket onto this roster in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I would hope a lot of guys do that are either veterans that aren't starting or, you know, the young rookies that aren't starting. I try to get that message across to as many guys as I can that, you know, at the end of the day, if you're not a starter on offense and defense, you know, you need to play special teams. You need to contribute somehow. So I can jump on the table for you to help you make this football team and help make us better.
You guys talked about the timing with Blair. How's he kind of coming along with that?
You know, yesterday I didn't even bring my stopwatch out yesterday. I just wanted to, you know, get back in the swing of things, so to speak. No pun intended. You know, I thought he did a great job in the spring of getting back, you know, backing him off, slowing him down to the point where it was too slow, and then work his way up, and he immediately got it. So I think we're at a good spot, and I'm excited about where he's going to go this offseason or preseason.
Create the sort of pressure game situations that, you know, you want to put him in out here. How do you do that in a sterile environment like
well,
this?
Well, yeah, we'll do it in team. I mean, he knows being the only kicker here, he's putting a lot of pressure on himself to improve, and he's very conscientious young man. He's a very hardworking young man. It's extremely important to him, and he competes with himself. You know, that's why I didn't think we needed another guy in camp. I wanted him, like I said, mini camp. I wanted him to get as many reps as he can with Cullen, with Chris, with our whole first field goal unit, and et cetera, to put him in a situation where he can be successful. I think every time we go out there in a team environment, we'll do it several times next week. Anytime we're in a hurry-up situation or anytime we're in a two-minute situation, he made a 59-yarder in a two-minute situation in the spring indoors. I don't know if you guys were there for that, but it was towards the end of practice. But anytime, really, he goes out there, he's trying to be perfect. And I think the preseason, to answer your question, the preseason games will be the high-pressure games. He needs to approach those like they're a playoff game for him, because that's going to get him prepared at the end of the day.
I mean, is that something you did differently, you're doing differently than you would with Ryan?
Probably, because a preseason game with Ryan, he's just kind of getting warmed up, getting geared up. But this guy's got to prove himself. Ryan was a proven commodity, and Blair needs to prove himself, and he knows that.
Leslie even talked about maybe involving some of the fans, trying to get that atmosphere up. I mean, is that something you guys plan on doing, or having applause sign out there?
That's not a bad idea. I didn't even think about that. I'm more concerned about the protection aspect of it, because we'll work on the side with the snap, hold, and kick a lot, and I just let those guys take care of themselves. I make sure the protection's where it needs to be, and then when we go back and watch tape, we figure that out. But whatever Coach Frazier wants to do, I think it would be a great idea. The more pressure we can put on them, though, the better, I think.
When you put that kickoff return change rule last year, how much of a difference did you notice that making on that particular part of the game?
Well, you don't get as many opportunities. And I've told the team that already this summer in the last couple of days. Punt and punt return, the importance just went up a notch. Kickoff and kickoff return are still extremely important, but you're not going to get as many opportunities either way. So the punt and punt return aspect of the game, we're going to spend a little bit more time than you normally would in years past, because that's a bigger part of the game field position wise. Because you know that the rules didn't change there; they changed on kickoff.
It seemed like the injuries went down a little bit. What the NFL's goal was.
Absolutely, I think the injuries have gone down. I think when Mr. Goodell got rid of the wedge, that was a great idea. I didn't like it at first because I was a wedge guy, but I think it made sense that injuries have gone down. The way I've taught covering kicks for our guys, I think, and a lot of coaches are doing this and they're using more, not finesse, but using their hands more and not trying to just throw your whole body into a big man. I'm not going to ask our guys to do that. We're going to fit in our gap and use our hands and come off lateral and use our technique and our feet. And that's why I've used different people in different spots on kickoff now since they've changed the rules. And I think that's going to help us be more successful and keep the injuries down, which is obviously ultimately the goal.
When you're setting your depth chart for the four main special teams, are you trying to give certain guys just one opportunity on the first team, guys like Sendejo and McKenzie and Asiata, to give them a look on one of those first teams, just kind of see how they fare? What's your philosophy with that?
Well, my philosophy is that I think you're going to take the players who you think have the best shot of being successful on special teams, put them in those spots, okay, and then let them go out and get those reps. And then, you know, if they're playing more defense or offense in a preseason game, have the next group ready. I don't know if you've noticed, it's early yet, but we're going to have three punt teams work, three punt return teams work, three kickoff teams work, three kickoff return teams work, at least for the first week and a half, to give as many guys an opportunity as possible, and then we're going to whittle it down and then go back to, you know, two punt teams, two punt return teams, et cetera, and we'll have a better idea who's going to, you know, help us win games. Because in the spring, they got a ton of opportunities. Early on in the summer, we'll get them with plenty of opportunities. But then at the end of the day, I got to get ready. You know, we got to get ready to play Jacksonville.
And you've kind of got to use these camp practices even more so than maybe offense and defense, because you can't predict in the preseason how many opportunities you're going to have to see those units. You might not have five kickoffs in a game to get everybody healthy.
Exactly right. So as many opportunities we can get out here and practice. And, you know, we have a little bit more time to go back when the offense and defense are meeting. We have to go time to back and watch all the tape and make sure we're making the right personnel decisions, because that's the key. You know, schematically we're going to be simple right now. The key is our personnel decisions that we make throughout the next, you know, 4 or 5 weeks.
What is your philosophy going into kick returning with Percy again this year? Is it just flexibility? If he's back there, great. If he's not, we obviously need to rest him for offense.
Well, don't tell Coach Musgrave. Oh, there's Bill's right there. I'm sorry. No, I think we're going to have a good plan with Percy this year. He is our number one kickoff returner. When we have the opportunity to use him, we're going to use him. And, you know, if he's not back there for whatever reason, we're going to train, you know, two or three other guys to make sure that we have a capable backup, and we'll go from there.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.